Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on. I really want you guys to understand the value of the end of this record. Because Candace Boyd sings her motherfucking ass off. And this is the only reason why I played this record. And I posted her on my Instagram. This bitch, I really don't think anybody can sing better than her. I really, literally would almost put her up against anybody. Let's get into this. Just get into how she freaked the end of this. She's so slept on. All right, we got another caller in the queue. What's popping, yo? 781-3978. Talk to us.
Hi, Aman. This is Taurus.
Hey. Oh, what's going on, boo? Hey, listen, you've been spazzing all night. Let me tell you something before you even get started. I appreciate you so much because you and amongst other people really keep this channel alive. So I appreciate your support because you could be anywhere else. But the fact that you support me and you spend your hard-earned money on me, I want to let you know that I'm thankful and I'm grateful and I appreciate you.
Well, we love you, Aman. I just wanted to call in, show some love, because you have some hella boring-ass callers. They have me wasting all my weed, have me rolling out blunt after blunt just to get through the call. So I had to call in just to spice it up.
Because you felt that like that girl caller was getting cheated on. Okay, so tell me how you feel. Tell me how you feel, mommy.
Let me tell you, that first caller with her man and her friend, she needs to smoke the truth into her brain and realize they were definitely fucked behind her back.
Hold on. You said you've been in that situation before. Tell me a little bit about that if you have time.
Yeah, because I'm willing to spill some tea because she seemed like she wasn't willing to tell the truth. But I was in a scenario like that with my daughter's father and my best friend, and I got my best friend a job first, and then I got my daughter's father a job, and I had to train some coworkers, and he just got a new iPhone, so he needed help with his iPhone, so I asked my friend to help him out. So I guess, like, with her helping him out, she ended up, like, texting herself from his phone to make sure his phone was working. So a few months go by or whatever, and me and him are drinking, we're smoking, we're laughing, we're joking around, and we're doing prank calls, and we try to prank call her on my phone. So she didn't answer whatever, and he was joking around, was like, oh, that's why she called me, and she texted me about her son or whatever. And I'm like, what do you mean she texts you about her son sometimes? He's like, oh, she just texts me, asks me advice because her son gets into fights. And I'm like, that's weird because she'll call me and ask me for advice about her son. So when I asked her, she's like, oh, he's lying. So I confronted him about it, and then he tried to say he never said it. I was like, we were not that drunk and that high when you said it. So, you know, I kind of let it go or whatever. But then recently we were hanging out, me and him, and I took some time off work or whatever, and I'm supposed to go back to work. So I was telling him that I was going to go back to work and stuff. So he ends up telling me that, I guess people at work thought that me and your friend were messing around. And I'm like, what do you mean they thought that you was messing around with her? And why are you telling me this now that you know that I'm going to be back at work with y'all? And he's like, oh, it wasn't a big deal. And they just thought that I was messing with her because that time she helped me with my phone or whatever. And I'm like, okay, but why would you wait to tell me when I'm going back to work? Why didn't you tell me when this first happened? You feel me? So I don't know. My situation is similar to hers, but I'm different than her because I'm willing to, you know, speak the truth to myself. I'm not going to be in denial about it, but I don't really, I'm not really cool with the girl anymore because she's still in denial about it. But it was just really funny. He said, I even caught him watching First 48. He don't even like the First 48 show. She watches that show. It's her favorite show. So there were certain signs in front of my face. There's always signs. You just got to pay attention to it. She didn't want to pay attention. And then we're sitting here telling her, yo, your man and your friend are fucking around. She don't want to hear it. Don't ask for advice if you can't take it.
Wow. And how old are you?
I'm 29, but I'll be 30 on the 25th.
Yeah, you sound young. So when did you have your friend work with your man?
This is all recently. This is like,
oh, wow.
Like
so I'm sure you'll
months.
Never do that again. Oh, so that's why you were so passionate
no,
about it.
No, and
what
mind
you, think,
you I have a, yeah, and mind you, I have a really good job. Like, I do IT support for the hospitals. I live in Boston, so I do IT support for all the hospitals right now. And I had to go to school for that. They didn't have to go to school. I refer them to my job. And because of my work ethic, I've been there for 7 years. So I automatically got them in. All they had to do was come into the interview, and they automatically got the job. So trust me, I've been there. And it seems like she's really young-minded.
So are you still
so, you
with
know,
the guy?
No, this is my daughter's father, but
oh,
and we
okay,
weren't even together
father
at the time. It's just like, you know what I'm
but
saying?
But it's just
like,
the fact that that's my daughter's father,
dog.
Bitch, like you're trying it.
What did you say?
I mean, even if you're not together, that's still your daughter's father or your ex,
exactly.
So it doesn't even matter.
Exactly. But I'm not going to be dumb for no man, whether you're my daughter's father, my husband, my boyfriend, my side man. I don't care. You got to have confidence within yourself. You can't just be accepting anything from nobody. And even your caller, your last recent caller, Tony, no, he needs to smoke some shit into his dick and grow his dick because he has no confidence. These young people, they have no confidence
oh, wow.
in themselves. And that's why I really fuck with you, Armand, because you have confidence. You don't give a fuck what nobody got to say. And I apologize for swearing out. I'll send you another.
No, this is the live.
But,
you can cuss on us because of people like you.
All right, cool.
You guys can curse. You donate.
Pass.
So you can say pussy, bitch, fuck, motherfucker, coronavirus, any motherfucking thing you want to say.
I got you. I still got you. But, yeah, these young girls, these young dudes, they need to have more confidence. And that's why I really, really fuck with you. Because, and I'm going to be a little bit messy. Let me
okay.
tell you something. Stop responding to Millie. You need to start
okay, yeah,
taking
we're not talking about her at all. Let's not even talk about her at all. Mm-mm. Let's not even do that.
All right,
let's
no,
not
I'm not
going
to name her, but stop responding to your haters. Because
yeah.
just like you said, that Cardi shouldn't be responding to you know who. You shouldn't be responding to nobody because they're trying to get clout off you, Armand. Okay? Stop responding to them. You're doing you. You're doing your shit. Look at that. You had us vibing all night. I pulled the all-nighter, and I got to be at work at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
But you know what? I fuck with you. You're doing your shit. You've been keeping me up through this whole quarantine stuff. It's been hard at me on me at work. And you can get me through it, and I love you so much. Even my 4-year-old daughter, she loved you so
yeah.
much. She
and
was really upset that I talked to you, and she didn't get to talk to you, but it's okay. I just wanted to call in and show you love, and thank you so much. Just
you know what?
You,
this is real support, and I want to let you know, and I didn't feel like you was calling in to be messy with that situation. I just don't want to give it wings because I know somebody is watching that claims they don't watch
mm-hmm.
and it's taken in to get – it'll get made into something, but it's just like that person, I don't have a problem with her. I just don't like when they start making up delusional lies. But outside of that, you know, my thing is I'm a conversationalist. So my thing is it's no problem. I just feel like let's have a conversation, but I don't want to keep having the conversation where you're at, where everybody hates me. And that's where it comes to confidence. If you know me, you know, I can go from platform to platform where, you know, there's a hater Armand Wiggins show live chat. You know, there's a couple chats like I'll even go in those chats and they hate me to death. But it's like some of those people are afraid to come over here because they think that I'm rude or I'll hang up on them or they won't get to speak. But, you know, that's just the aesthetic of our show. I would never really do that in a full-on, real produced conversation. But if it's just me and my people kicking it, listen, if you in here new and you don't really know the aesthetic of the show, you might get hung up on it. And if you that soft and you that mad that where you don't want to call in again or you don't want to come join the show again, then this ain't the platform to you because we do tough love. But I love everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, bitch, we have a lot of people in the queue, bitch. If you playing games, girl, we got to move on. You don't know who's watching. It's not nothing personal, and I take that from how they do on CNN and Fox News. As soon as the person's connection start breaking up, well, thank you, it's been great. If Donald Trump comes on the screen and they have a press conference in the middle of a CNN interview, guess what? They're cutting those people off. It's nothing personal. We just have to keep the show moving because we have enough stuff going on our back end. You know what I mean? But so many people take it as me being arrogant, this, that, and the third. But I want to let you guys know this. I'm not going anywhere, and I'm not going to let anybody press me because I understand, listen, I have an opinion, so I'm forever going to be prosecuted. But me and my man was talking about this channel, and the reason why I feel like there's people like you and my moderators and my members and people that come back and subscribe and give is because I provide a platform for us to have an opinion. Like, we can get the news on all the blogs and watch the different YouTubers, but then when you come to the Armand Wiggins Show, bitch, you get to call in and read a bitch. That person gets to call in and read a bitch. I get to say my opinion. You get to be mad at me for the day, or you on my side for the day, or this, that, and the third. And I think that's the beauty of this platform. And I don't really think that nobody has that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep, but
you know,
let me tell you something. I'm a single mother, and I still support you because we need more real people like you on this platform. We don't need somebody reading from a script. We don't need somebody who takes the truth and then puts lies in between it to complete the story. We don't need people like that. We need people like you who can you've been on live since 11 o'clock. In Boston right now, it's 6 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock, and you're still,
oh, wow,
we're still here vibing with you. That tells you,
but you know
lot.
Why? But you know why I do this, Pops? Tell them why I do this kind of live. Because these lives ain't my bread and butter. But tell them why I do these lives.
Because we do this for the people, and you get to play. This is the lives that you love the most and you enjoy the most. And this is for the people to engage and have fun. They could be raw and uncut. Like this,
and
is
even
like,
more so, like how you was telling me when we talk. Like, this is for my
true
fan. Because
like
so many
truth.
Of you guys spend money on me. The least I could do is give some of my time back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people always say you don't give it. But listen, these are not monetized lives. But you guys know, if you guys have been here, these are the lives I'm on here the most. So, like, we got the day show, and y'all love the day show. That's what brings you in. But this is where you get to really know Armand, and we get to kick it. You know what I mean? But I do this for my core, not the 1,000 people in the chat. You know what I mean? Not the 12, the 2,000, or whatever, depending on the topic. It's the small, intimate group, the 200, the 300, the people that are rock with me for as long as they can, because there's a lot of you guys out there that get frustrated when you don't make a live, that make sure you have your membership, that follow me on everything, that will send me, like Keza will send me news, like some of my moderators will send me topics, you know what I mean? And then, like, will donate and keep the... So my thing is this, if I can give back in any way, it's going to be my time. I'm here with you live for 6 hours, and I got my man in here live to entertain you all because
you
guys show me that much love.
You're saving lives. Believe it or not, you're saving lives. Mentally, like, our mental health in our Black community, it is not spoken about. And I'm Dominican and Haitian, and both of my cultures, they don't believe in therapy. So to me, this is my therapy. My daughter, she goes to sleep. I come in my kitchen. I put you on the radio. I roll up my blunts. I have my little wine. And I swear to God, like, this is the best moment that I have to myself, the only moment I have to myself. And I'm so grateful for you. There's nights where, like, you don't go on live. I will rewatch your videos 10, 20 times, I swear to you, because, like, you just have that vibe, that energy. There's times where when you do your tarot cards, I swear, even though you're talking to the caller, I swear, like, that moment was meant for me, and I appreciate that. That's very rare to have. For somebody to feel your vibration, your energy through a phone, that's a very rare talent, and you need to embrace that.
Not to draw this on, but I definitely feel like connections can be made. That's why if we want to even take it a step further, the whole last year with the whole Tasha K stuff, why it was such a big deal for me, because, yes, I could be an emotional being, and I feel people, so I don't necessarily always have to. I don't necessarily have to meet you one-on-one to realize that, hey, there's a connection here, and we vibe. You know what I'm saying?
But
I got crucified by assuming that I could build a relationship with people through the internet. So I even became even more guarded through that. But some of you guys helped me through that. So thank you.
And you know what, Ahmad? People aren't jealous of what you have. They're jealous of how people love you for you. Remember that.
I believe that.
It don't matter how many subscribers.
You know how much I get crucified for you guys donating? And like I get crucified for you guys becoming members. They say, oh, I'm a stripper to you guys. They talk shit about me saying that I need to tell people to do their last four in the chat. Listen, it is what it is. I mean, if we have a full queue, things happen. But, yeah, people talk so much shit about that. But I appreciate you guys, and I thank
you. We're dancing. Yeah, you're on the screen. But trust me, I'm behind the screen shaking my ass right with you. Trust me. You know what? I respect that you're vibing with us. You're not out here begging for the money and not working for it. Like, you're vibing. You're connecting with your people. We are your people, whether we're black, white, Spanish, Chinese, whatever.
Period.
We're all your people. Like, this whole night, I felt like I was vibing with my friends, my family. I don't know people in the chat, and we're all talking. Like, I've known y'all forever. Do you know how rare
And that's
that,
why I
that
want to cut the
is?
Negative energy, because even my man, like, he don't do my daytime show because he know how that go. But he comes on here because this is the no negativity zone. Like, girl, if you don't like somebody over here, just dip. Like, this is not about that.
But we've never even seen KJ, and we love him. We have so much love for him. That's rare. We've never seen him. We don't know his picture. We don't know if he's black, Spanish, Chinese, has 10 heads. But we love him because of his vibe, his energy. That's real shit. That's real shit. People hate on that. Don't ever let nobody take that from y'all. Y'all are dope. I love you both. Keep it up. Stay original. And just do you on mine. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you, caller. Thank you. I appreciate that y'all love me. I love coming on here for y'all with these late night shows. I can do these. The other shows, I like to be like y'all and watch and get my kiki in the back, because I probably would be in here like, oh my God, for the daytime shows. Did he say that? Or, you know, so sometimes those be a lot. But I can chill with y'all and vibe out. So I appreciate that, and I love being here with y'all. And I'm glad that he's able to provide this for you, and that you guys are entertained, and that you guys support him. Because I mean, I'm one of his supporters, so I love seeing other people support him. So that makes me happy, and I know he appreciates that.
Yeah, and just one last thing. Let me tell you guys something. Just a little personal, really quick. My mom, she died when I was 3. My dad died when I was 7. I grew up in foster care. I pulled myself through college by myself. I'm a single mom. I pay my own bills. I do my own money, everything. Don't ever let nothing ever stop you. No obstacles, nothing. I was supposed to be a statistic. I'm a black Hispanic woman. You know, like, just me being alone in foster care, I was supposed to be a statistic. Don't ever let shit stop y'all. Just keep it going, and that's pretty much it.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you so much. You have a good night. I love you, boo, and thanks for being a supporter.
You too. I love you guys.
You fucking rock.
Have a good night. Bye.
Guys. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's take this other one right here since we got it, Pops. 5289, you're live on the air.
Oh, wow, Armand. Well, first of all, I'm really happy to be on air. And I don't really have much to say, just to once again butter you up and thank you for providing the entertainment that you have provided. I mean, I cannot even count the number of I've listened to you at work. I'm a really socially awkward person. I'm a really shy person. So for me, just when I was able to tune out and listen to you, I mean, you've helped me a lot of times. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, I do belong to a particular fan base. So there was a certain period of time where I really, really loved listening to you a bit more. But, you know, I understand your point, and, you know, I'm the one who accused you of being a flip-flop person, but I definitely understand where you're coming from now.
Well, I want to say this. I want to say I appreciate you for watching and listening, and I think that's the thing. I appreciate, you know, those people that understand me or are willing to at least take a listen, because all my life, I've been this person, and there's, you know, and I was trying to find my footing, because, yes, I do just say things. That's never going to change. So sometimes the way that I say it can come across. I've always been told that I'm rude, or my tone, or I'm sarcastic, or I'm shady, and it's not that. This is naturally who I am. I literally talk to my parents and my man like this. So for people to actually believe in me and support me and watch me with even the flaws that I have, you know, and just understand that, hey, that's Armand. But I like Armand for who he is. That means a lot to me. And I'm really, really grateful for you all, because it's, some people think that it's easy to gain a platform. It's not. This is not easy. It's not easy to get people to watch. And so I want to let you know, each and every one of you know, that I'm appreciative, because, and I'm thankful and I'm grateful. I am.
Yeah.
I honestly am.
Just last question. Are you over the interracial relations call thing?
Yes, I'm over that right now, bitch. I'm too drunk for that. We're gonna make that a real live. But thank you so much, boo.
No problem. Have a good evening. Bye.
You too. Bye. Seven Streeter. I see you, 9783. We're going to get your call. And I see you. Oh, my God. I could cry right now. I can't twerk right now. But, girl, Taurus, I could cry right now. She says, have a good night / morning, y'all. I got to go to take a nap. Thank you, guys, for this therapy session. We love your mind. I love you, too, boo. This is dedicated to you. Okay, 9783, what's popping?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? You sound like you up, boo. What's popping?
Child, I'm up. I'm drinking my drink, smoking my hookah, getting into some things.
Okay, period, pool.
So, do we have any specific topics that I got on late?
Not at all.
All right, well, I wanted to start off with the last video I watched was of when you were saying, well, basically Remy was saying that she felt like she made a wave. I completely agree with that. It wasn't like, girl, it didn't give us like, the wave wasn't humongous, but it did just what it was supposed to do. Unfortunately, though, it didn't do what it was supposed to do for her. But
I agree.
It definitely did what it was supposed to do for the other girls. Because had she not had she third Nicki Minaj, and I'm not a bar, but I do love Nicki Minaj, but had she not she-third Nicki Minaj, the girl, I don't feel like, in my personal opinion, I don't feel like the girls would have got that fire up under their butt to be like, you know what?
Well, not only that fire, I don't feel like the industry would have allowed that type of access had Remy not won BET and she-third. You know what I'm saying? Like, that opened up a whole nother lane, because, in a sense, that kind of nudged Nicki Minaj out the way a little bit.
No
shame. And honestly, and I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm a Nicki fan, Nicki hasn't been the same since she-ther.
It's no shame. She has not been, it's like if you're that girl in school, right, and you're that girl, and then a new girl come into school, and she kind of give you a run for your money, you're still that girl, but you're kind of, you're like a little intimidated. You know what I mean?
I agree. Because then you have to double back, and then Cardi B came, and bitch, boom, 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 boom.
And
girls.
Cardi came up right under the noses, girl. We wasn't checking for Miss Cardi like that.
No, everybody was paying it. They thought she had a cute first mixtape, but Cardi played her cards right. That's what I'm saying. People think that Cardi is stupid. She's not stupid by far.
Yeah, Cardi don't give me stupid. I think Cardi, I'm not.
Who's not playing their cards right is Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan gives me everything Megan does.
She's had too many private conversations with people gassing her up, telling her that she can rap.
I think that Megan can rap to a certain. I don't think she can rap as well as she thinks she can rap. I think that's the real tea. Because, girl, I don't know. Everything that Megan does sounds the same. It's always, like, I don't know. Everything sounds the same. to me. I like Megan. I think that she does have the potential to, you know, really be one of the girls. But as of now, it's, the outfits are late. The personality is too, oh, peppy, and I want to make peace. And the, girl, please, this is not the lane for you.
But then you secretly messy and throwing shade at Cardi B. No, I think Megan Thee Stallion, I think she can rap as good as she thinks she can, but I don't feel like her songwriting ability is as good as she thinks she is. Just because you can write a song does not mean that, bitch, you're just talented.
It's the
That's
hit
number one.
Megan can't really make some hits.
And then at the same time, I think it's also with Megan, it's like it's the delivery which makes the record sound the same. Because that Captain Hook, we're going to go back to that Captain Hook, because that Captain Hook was fire, but nothing
it's
else on her album.
Girl, I think Captain Hook didn't get, I think if the girls wasn't in quarantine, right, and TikTok wasn't giving what TikTok was giving, no shade, I don't really think that it would have really gave all of that.
You're talking about Savage would have never happened without TikTok. I'm talking about Captain Hook.
Captain Hook got the little TikTok thing too. I be seeing it.
Ain't well, no
the most popular one that she pushes is the Savage one.
I know the Savage one.
Well, they end up making a TikTok to every song, but I think the one that she pushes is Savage because she was trying to push that record.
So do y'all think that out of the two, which do y'all like more, Savage or Captain Hook?
I prefer Captain Hook. Savage is only, to me, catchy now because of so many TikToks. And the only part I know is the part that the people dance to on the TikTok.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. However, Megan just does not give me what I need, really, honestly. She needs a little bit more... like, that cute Southern Belle stuff is cute, but it's not really... I hate to see it, but we're gonna need a little shade and we're gonna need a little more aggression, sis. Because all
but
that,
she
all
gives
that,
but then she gives it in the wrong way.
Megan is a great lyricist, but she doesn't know how to formulate a song. She doesn't, and then all the on every song.
Okay, go ahead, Pop, because I agree with that. But I think what she was saying is that she needs a little bit more controversy behind Megan Thee Stallion. And I feel like Megan Thee Stallion, her issue is where she fucked up for me and a lot of people is that she has a fake energy. You know what I mean? Because she came out with this whole I'm going to school, but then you slightly shaded Nicki, but used her. But then you slightly snub Cardi B and called her Little Pump in this number. So it's just, and then you went against your label and you don't even have a real album out. So it just seems like me getting, like, girl, you just trying to do anything to get on and you just using anything for a storyline. And it's just kind of like, now all of a sudden we starting to, instead of feeling sorry for you and wanting you to win and looking at you as the underdog, we looking at you as sloppy and not put together. And now because you push the whole school thing down our throat. Mm-hmm. Now, anytime you make a bad business decision, we like, well, girl, I thought you was in college getting a business degree. Mm-hmm. Bitch, you stupid. You get what I'm saying? So she didn't play that right.
And I think, like you said, the controversy part, she played the wrong, she publicized the wrong controversy with going against the label and stuff. Even if we did find out that she was going against the label, I feel like that should have been like something we like people dug for and then they found out and it was going on behind the scenes. She should have played more controversy as a rapper and being in her element and wanting to be a top girl. Because at the end of the day, whether we like it or not, female rappers are pinned against each other. She didn't have to hate Cardi B. She didn't have to hate Nicki. She didn't have to hate Doja Cat. But she should have been a little more aggressive in trying to be the top girl. And she kind of like just played the role. Like she laid back too much for me.
That's my point. I don't like the whole laid back. I love it to a certain extent. But it's like, girl, it's not giving me, I just want to be friends with everybody. You can't. You can't. Not in this industry. Not in the industry that you're going to be in. You can't. You have to
and then,
throw some shade.
And then she
know,
doesn't have to.
That,
and then she came.
Not...
She came. Like, even Cardi B. Cardi B came in being a neutral, and then she ended up picking, you know. And then things played out the way they played out. I feel like Megan is trying to stay on this neutral zone, and it's like people don't certain people might don't know if they want to work with you because they don't know where you at. And then when you play in that neutral zone, sometimes you come off like you're using everybody.
But mind you, you're playing this neutral zone in this in smart zone, but then at the same time, you're also being messy. Because where you don't even have no album out and you're speaking out against your record label. You don't even have a top 10. You don't even have a real, like, and my whole thing is where you don't even have a full album out, like a real album.
I don't know if she, because sometimes I see they're saying renegotiating and sometimes I see they're getting out. I feel like she should, at my point, I feel like she should be coming at them with a renegotiate, if anything, a renegotiation. But she's, to me, it seems like she's trying to cut them off, period.
She don't have
she really
ground,
doesn't. She
girl.
Really doesn't. You signed a regular first-time artist deal. This is what I know we on this channel say this person is trash, but this is what people like Cash Doll and other artists have to go through.
Well,
they have to get through that first deal.
However, she won't never happen, but Cash Doll is not trash. But continue.
Well, she will never happen. You,
she
y'all
will
know
never
how it is.
Happen. In my but,
but you know, but even though we're not gonna stay on Cash Doll because she's definitely never gonna happen and she's not worth the competition.
However,
we do
deal,
like some Cash Doll songs.
Yeah,
so
we
ahead.
Do like
we
the,
do.
As far as
we
like
do.
The deal and stuff. Sometimes artists do have to go through that deal that may have been bad. And if she didn't pick and choose her deal wisely, that just is what it is. You should work through it and try. Yeah, try to renegotiate. Nobody's saying don't try, but don't try to drop them off at the same point. It's not like she has a horrible label because at the end of the day, that label is why part of the reason why she is Meg Thee Stallion. And we all know her and talk to her. So it's not like she has this trash label that's not trying to make her a star because at the end of the day, if that is her real contract, the way she's saying, the bigger she is, the bigger they are.
But then that goes to my point. Ever since she got that Nicki feature, and even probably before that, a lot of people are gassing her. They're in her ear telling her
she got the Roc Nation lawyer.
You know, and I feel like then she went and did the Roc Nation. So then she felt like she was bigger than she was. And they let her know, girl, Roc Nation, Schmock Nation, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Girl, you still signed your deal with us. So they managed it. But like, we control you.
Yeah. And so, and because it's Roc Nation management and it also could be potentially Roc Nation label deal as well, she could also be trying to get out of that because we don't know what else she's being getting offered.
Well, here's what I heard about record deals. And I was watching Everyday Struggle and Wayno said this. He said, typically artists won't have the same management group in regards to Megan and have be signed to the same label because it's double dipping. So they're getting double the pay. They're getting the management pay and they're getting the label pay. So I don't, so that they don't, they try not to do that.
Right.
Well, here's a little tea, right? I'm a rapper.
Okay.
I'm also a singer. And not too long ago, I was on a live with, I forget that guy's name, but
Tory Lanez.
Oh. No, 1501, that guy.
Okay.
Moneybag, not Moneybag.
No, 1501,
yo.
Carl Crawford.
Yeah. I was on the live with him.
Oh, you went back.
He asked me to rap and stuff, and I had did my little rap 1-2, and we exchanged numbers, and we had got to talking. And there's no shade. He really, I'm the type of person that work off of energy and vibe. He gives me, and there's no shade to Megan, but he gives me genuine vibes. He does not give me in it for himself. He doesn't give me, you know, just trying to. He gives me like he wants to help, but you know nobody's working for free. Everybody wants their money back. You know what I'm saying? And there's no shade. I think that whole stunt for Megan, I think that it didn't work out the way that she thought it was because it made me look at her and say, wow, we hate a selfish girl. It's no shade. We hate a selfish girl. We love a come up story, but we don't like when
we don't like a girl, then you're going to drop your EP the same Friday that you did all that. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something as an artist. I'm not sure how old you are or what kind of team you have behind you. But I will say this.
Girl, I ain't got no team.
Okay, I'm just saying this from working in around people, industry, and then growing up. You see how I'm growing in this industry. So my thought process is this, and I'm not. And the 1501 dude could be the coolest dude in the world. However, when you are at the bottom, and not meaning like homeless and shit like that, I'm just saying that you're not fucking. You know what I mean? You're not signed to any deal. When you're at the bottom, you know, those people know how to talk to you and make you feel, because naturally you're like, this is the next step. I'm on the phone with 1501.
Okay.
This is another. So
yeah.
Anything that they're saying to you sounds like, you know what, they're cool, because that's their job, to make you feel comfortable for you to sign. Because in the end, in the beginning and in the end, they have to win just in case you blow, because they understand that he understands how far his money goes. And he understands how big his label is. So you have to know that he knows if he's signing anybody, he knows that you want to be, as a female rapper, on a Nicki Minaj, Cardi B level. And he can take you but so far. However, if he's going to take you there, he's definitely going to get recognition. Because if you blow, guess what? He's going to be able to say that he worked with you in any way. So those people, yes, they're smooth talkers. Because it's something in it for them. So and trust me, they have to see a more of a benefit for them than they see it for you before they before they really really bite.
Yeah.
So don't get lost in that. So
I think that's going to be in any industry. That's even you being a rapper and you dealing with makeup artists, stylists, any people in any industry like that. They at first are going to be looking at what benefit you bring to them. And so they are going to talk to you nice and make it seem good to see what you're talking about and get you open to see if there's any benefit to them. And if they do feel like that is, it's going to seem like they're going to, of course, tell you all the good. They never going to tell you the bad.
Yeah.
So don't get lost in that part. You know, really do your due diligence and ask the questions. I think that's part of the problem with Megan is that maybe she or whatever her team didn't do their due diligence in seeing what her deal was, or she got excited and the deal was good at the time and she feels like now she's bigger than that. I feel like the deal was good at the time and now she feels like she's bigger than that deal, and so she's trying to renegotiate. But that's just not, at the end of the day, that's not how contracts work. That's why people have contracts in business, because they want to push you to be the big deal. And so that means that they're company or record label is a big deal too, and she's trying to get out of and leave them like, you only can go this far.
It don't work.
But obviously they can go further than that. They can create a megastar, and so now she's trying to get out of that, I feel.
And they want their credit.
Yeah.
But see, this is the reason why in the beginning.
It's more than money. It's the credit.
This is the why before even like people was pushing Megan on me. Well, now it's coming full circle. But this is why I appreciate Nicki Minaj so much, because Irv Gotti, so many people was trying to sign Nicki Minaj, Murder, Inc., all of that. They were really big at the time with Ja Rule and just, you know, and Nicki Minaj was telling niggas no.
She
was telling niggas no.
And she done like small interviews or things where she talked about the people she said no. But I've seen more from the actual people.
From the people.
The people
from
telling
the people.
Us that I
from
was trying
people.
To sign Nicki Minaj.
And she said no.
And the time where she was coming out, a lot of the people, and they're still big now, but a lot of the people when they were trying to sign her were huge at the time, and it was like a lot of people would have immediately said yes. And she was smart, and that's why when people say she's on a 360,
I don't believe that.
Because
I don't
she turned down way too many deals to be on a 360.
Mm-hmm.
She went and got the deal that she wanted, and I feel like she wanted control of what she could do. That's why she's able to switch. I don't see Lil Wayne and Birdman, and I don't feel like that team is really over there telling her how she should be moving. She moves how she wants to move.
Yes.
That's the way her deal works.
Nicki Minaj is the definition of literally believing in yourself. She could have signed you when you're young, you in the ghetto, and everybody's coming at you. You know, you just go with, you know, who's ever first. It's really no picks. You come.
Well, I don't think she's the definition of believing in yourself.
I think I would take
a Nicki Minaj like a step further. And Nicki Minaj is, I mean, yes, she is a definition of believing in yourself, but she's also the definition of a one percentile that was destined, because it doesn't matter who came before.
That just got deep.
Or
just
who
got
came
deep.
After. Nicki Minaj is the greatest female rapper of all time. There will, just like there will never be another Michael Jackson, there will never be a female rapper that can do what Nicki Minaj has done, like have the impact and the talent of Nicki Minaj.
I don't know if I can speak on the talent, but the impact, I would agree with you with that, because it's like the impact was phenomenal. When Nicki Minaj stepped out, it hit us like, I don't think the impact will ever be the same. And I think that's because it wasn't around. Nicki Minaj was that girl, and she was the only girl. It was no other girls to compete with. It was only Nicki Minaj, and then it was a bunch of men, you know, talking how they talk.
Name one guy outside of Nicki Minaj that a female that you know right now, past, present, or future, that can go head-to-head with Jay-Z and Kanye West on a beat and body them both.
But talent-wise, right, it's a bunch of, I'm in Philly, it's a bunch of girls that I know that rap they head off. And there's no shade to Nicki. I'm a Nicki fan, but I know a few girls that, in my personal opinion, can out-rap Nicki Minaj just as far as what I like in rap.
Nicki Minaj out-rap Eminem.
But I think the talent
part
comes into it.
But I ain't talking gimmicks. I'm talking about rap. I'm from Philly. The girls rap. The girls really do rap, but we'll never see them. We'll never hear them. But so I
show me a girl. Give me a girl from Philly's YouTube that can rap.
Okay, her name is, can I curse?
Yeah, well, hold on. Actually, you know what? Can you hear me on your phone? I'm about to play Roman's Revenge, and then I want to hear that girl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Pops.
I was just gonna say, I think that the like you said before, he gets into that, and we do the look. I think that I agree that some girls can like rap, but I think Nicki Minaj is a lyricist and she is commercial at the same time,
exactly.
Which is why we say that she's better than these people, because she knows how to give you lyrics and still mm-hmm. be on a song that's on the radio. And I feel that's where the real talent comes. Can you make a song and rap and say something, or can you do that in versus just spitting hard bars? Like, a lot of people can spit hard bars, and you know what I mean? But can they
every single artist has done a record with Nicki Minaj. And this is what I tell people. And when it comes to getting that back and being an impact, and a lot of people don't agree with me, and they don't think that this means that much. But Nicki Minaj sat on American Idol next to Mariah fucking Carey as a judge. That bitch got paid $9 million to judge a singing competition as a fucking rapper. The bitch bodied Eminem, Lil Wayne.
I agree.
You
She's
know,
iconic.
Okay, so let's play that. I'm you're the only one in the queue, so I'm gonna pull you back. But I'm gonna play this Roman's Revenge, and I'm gonna play one of your girls. Let's do that.
Okay. All right.
Let's do that.
These bums is gagging. Bums is gagging. Like I said, the drag.
Levi's, yes, holding any highs. And now, do you see?
Ooh,
why?
Manning, Eli. Come on, let's go. Let me tell you something. They went back and forth on that record. I love when Nicki Minaj gets on a record with a rapper's rapper, because she steps up the bar and then they step up. Like, Eminem knew he was not going to play with, like, he was going to fight her like she was a nigga. Pops?
Definitely. Like, she was not going to play with him. Like,
the man, when they get on a record with her, they go against her like she's a man.
Yeah, they
don't play it soft.
Her as a rapper. Like, it's no female rapper, male rapper, anything. They, and when you get, I feel like when
they
male
know
rappers
they will
get
washed.
On a rap, especially after she did the Jay-Z, Kanye, and then she did this record, anybody after this felt like they needed to come hard, period.
Okay, so we're going to listen to that, and we're going to listen to Old Girl, and then we're going to wrap the show. Because we got to listen to Monster now, because that's where she brought her, everybody, and even Jay-Z said it. Rick Ross is on this too?
He's like the voice in the first.
Did she go before Jay-Z?
No, she's last. Mm.
Okay, I was not playing with the sound bites. All right, so let's get homegirl on the line. So we heard what we heard, right? Okay, so she finna tell me a girl that can rap better than Nicki Minaj. Let's go.
Hello, am I here?
Yes, babe, you here, mommy.
Let's be very clear. Nicki freaking Minaj is when you first started playing, I was all in the background.
You got reminded, huh?
Got reminded yourself.
Listen, I got reminded. Listen, it's 6:28 a.m. where I'm at, and Nicki Minaj is very iconic.
Oh, they cut the live? They said they cut the live. Dang. Right. Hold on.
Oh, they did.
They always do that when I do a Nicki.
Yeah, it went off.
Oh well. Well, I guess for us we can get it for us. Let's get it for us. Is there?
Yeah.
Can they hear still?
Can you guys still hear us?
If they can still hear, we'll play this last one and wrap it. What's that? What's the Nicki song?
Yeah, let's see. If you guys can still hear us, comment yes in the chat.
Oh, they said they can still hear us.
Oh, it's on the screen now. It's that.
Oh, okay, let's go. Let's get it.
Okay,
what's the
girl? The girl name is Fake Bitches Hero. F-A-K-E, Bitches, B-I-T-C-H-E-S, Hero.
That's a horrible
hero.
Name.
Okay,
that's
well.
Part of the reason why she hasn't been picked up.
Wait a second. Her name is Rocky, but when you type Fake Bitches Hero, this will come up. Her name is Rocky.
What's the name you want us to play?
What's
Hyping
song?
So,
thick and thin
hero,
or fake?
Fake Bitches Hero Ride. R-I-D-E.
Right.
Let me see.
Every time Nicki come on,
Nicki got a lot.
Shut it down.
Fake Bitches Hero Rocky Ride, produced by Rocky Like.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, that's it. That's the girl.
Okay,
no, we got
eight.
No, it almost got a million views.
It do?
Yes.
She's the girl. It's no shade. She's the girl over here.
Okay, we about to play her.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Okay. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Delta. I used my way through Delta, so stay in your place, cause I don't wanna put you in the shelter. You could be up in the kitchen, you could be my little helper. Go to the table and ask them if they want to stay in the seltzer. I go where I want. I'm good. You gotta see the good. Young sleazy ever, and they never see me ever. They don't see the lever. I say fuck me. He do it. You look. You want stupid.
Ooh. I didn't mean to do that. That was an accident.
Go back a little.
Hold on. I'm just trying to make it clear.
Back, and that's that.
Oh, okay.
That clack, and that's that.
Oh.
You act like you like her, though. Okay, that's where you mic go.
Oh,
little bitches on go.
Oh, I'm just trying to make sure when we get her back on the line that we're all clear.
This is on Billy bitches on pop. Who fuck won't smoke? Your daddy used to like me though. I ain't it's Billy right. You mic and go.
Oh,
tell him take a hike like a hiker though. Jordan, Angela, we want to welcome you to the party.
Okay. So we're all live.
Hello, caller.
The girls, listen. I already
wait, you're backtracking. You're already backtracking.
No, I am not.
No, here was a, but I'm going to say her that girl does have bars. She does have style and she understands beats.
No,
she's talented.
If we're talking straight rap,
she's dope as fuck.
Miss Minaj, however, comma. It's the full all. If you was getting into the comments, I was leaving because I don't really know how to work this thing. But
I'm gonna tell you what her issue is. I'm gonna tell you what Nicki Minaj tapped into that girl needs to tap into.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
She tapped into. She is the all around package. Miss Minaj is the girl. She is the girl. They know her in Brazil. They know her all across the globe. And that is where the girls get a little confused at. They think that the slutty thing, you know, the boobs out, the butt out, the twerking and the butts and all that, that's cool and that's cute. That'll get you some notoriety over here. But what Miss Minaj did, she is icon. You know what? I want to go ahead and say that I'm going to eat my words and say that she's the all around. It will never be another
okay.
Minaj.
I just said
however,
that.
However,
hold on, but thank you, Kuala, because I said that.
Santos flat down can rap better than her. I do know. I know the girl, but all of her artists. No, they can't. There's no shade.
I like what you said when it said artistry because sometimes, but I, you know what I also think is important? I think why Nicki Minaj was that girl, and I think a lot of girls missed the mark, even a Meg Thee Stallion.
Mm.
And I think Nicki Minaj understood it. And you as an artist, I'm going to tell you, that's, and I'm going to be honest with you. This is a lot of the reason why I think I'm good at what I do. Like, I'm naturally good, but I think that what helps for me is Nicki Minaj adds volume when it comes to the theatrics.
Mm-hmm.
And she's naturally charismatic and witty. But I think the biggest piece about that is Nicki Minaj, like, even that girl, while she was dope as fuck and her beats was fire as fuck, she still sounded like that she was trying to prove herself to a man. So she sounded masculine. Nicki Minaj knew how to be a soft, feminine bitch, but rap just as good as a man.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have to be, hard
to show that she can
rap.
Yeah.
She was able to be soft and cunt and pussy and feminine, but make
you
the same impact.
On,
I haven't
you
seen a
on.
Female yet that has been able to be soft and cunt and still create impact. You never hear Nicki sounding like
a dude. Are you looking for... Are you looking to actually mentor any young artists? But you're giving the tease right now.
Yeah.
The way you're talking.
One of these days, like, see, the Armand Wiggins show was one facet of me. But one of these days, I'm not going to do the Armand Wiggins show like that. I'm going to be in that room of 15 with the artists when we're deciding what's going to be put out. I'm
going
to be in the studio sessions. That's what I really like to do.
You give the tease. Like, the way that you can articulate, you know, what was probably on everybody's mind is so freaking great. It's like, well, wait a minute. Is this nigga an artist or what's going on?
Yeah.
Cause you're right. You are right. Like you're right. You're absolutely right. Either the girls come out, they try to be too hard, or the girls come out and they try to do like the soft thing, but not, they try to do the soft thing and they're too soft. Whereas though they can't command the room, whereas though Miss Minaj gives you very much. So, she could give you cunt. She gives you cunt. She never tried to.
Well,
I'm going to
tell you a secret.
Like,
I think, and let me tell you a secret that I've learned. It's almost like dancing. I was a hip-hop dancer, but I learned very early on I couldn't be a good dancer unless, that's why I noticed people in my chat, they'd be like, Armand has strong knees. Well, I could never be, I used to be a really good dancer back in the day, but I can't be a good hip-hop dancer, unless I've taken ballet. Because that's the foundation of dance. Now, for me, it's like, I can't, like, as entertainers, rappers, singers, media personality, I feel like those things that you feel like only white people do, you don't have to do that. Those are the things you can do. And so Nicki Minaj went to a performing arts school. I went to AMDA in Los Angeles, the American Musical and Dramatic Arts Academy. So we understood our core. We understood acting. We understood beats, and not beats just on a beat of like a sound. It was beat on a movement. It was beat on an action. It was beat in the mind. So it was. We understood how to be witty and clever. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so
I feel like
that's the foundation of entertainment, some sort of like theater or some sort of like just self-awareness. And so a lot of people, you know, so even if you want to be an actor, I mean, even if you want to be a rapper, I would say take an acting class. And also I would say take a dance class, because you become more agile. And then creation, like dance, act, dance, rap, all of that, like music moves through you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you, I don't know if
you
watched me during my day show, but girl, you could, like, that's why I got the music, because I'm dramatic. It's beats running through
first
me all day.
Baby.
That's
first,
why
first
I got the sound
baby.
Effects. So that's why
I
twist my neck on a beat.
Honey. I watch
you know,
time.
And you notice, don't you notice my me. Sound effects are hardly ever off beat.
They're not. They are. They're
you know what I'm saying? I know how to catch
give
the beat.
Me exactly what I need in that moment.
Right.
They do. It is no shade. They do. But I did go to a performing arts high school and all the things are the things. But I do, like I said before, I don't think that there will ever be another Nicki Minaj. However, I do know rappers that's better than Nicki Minaj.
Right. But so now that it's now in that kind of world, you have to find where you stick out, because like I said, I feel like Nicki Minaj is a Michael Jackson of female rap, because not only does she have the charisma and the talent, she also has the look. So there's
so
another there's that other layer to it. There's a lot of girls that can act and sing and that can rap. But they don't have the look.
And it's a shame. We hate to see it, but that is an actual factor. The look is a factor. And
it's
a
major factor.
Girl. It's definitely a factor. And it doesn't,
well, it's not. Hold on. It's not the dark skin, because right now is the moment for a dark skin bitch to take over.
Yeah, I was literally just about to say, it's not about dark or light. I'm just saying, I am a dark skin girl, so I was always conscious of these type of things, but in this no shade, it's not the skin complexion, it's the look, it's the all around
you
look.
Know who,
like,
I think could have took Nicki
it?
Out, but they didn't do it right. Two people. Ooh. the girl from motherfucking Europe, lady was whatever her name, but the
Liz
other
London?
Yes, and at one point, Azalea Banks, when she did the "I'm 1-1-2-1-2," but Azalea Banks fell off. But the main girl that I felt like could have did that, and that really, really can come for Nicki, bar for bar, and it's pretty, but she goes so back and forth with her look, and I don't know if she has the right team behind her. Dreezy can rap
what?
Her, but you don't think so, because Dreezy will let you down once you see her. It's like, girl. You good,
it's
but girl, you just what are
it's
you
the
giving?
Look. It's
the look.
Look
for
it's
me
not
is
the
not there. Dreezy don't have. I don't think that Dreezy has not. Dreezy is not. I don't think Dreezy got it. I don't think that Dreezy got it.
Got it. Cut it out.
I don't.
Dreezy
got it.
Got it.
I don't think she
it's
got
no,
it.
No,
she
got it.
Dreezy got it, but
Iggy Azalea, girl, no shit. Iggy ain't got it like that. But Dreezy's for sure. It's the look. It's
not Iggy,
look.
Not the white girl. No, I was saying Azalea Banks when she did the 2-1-2.
Oh, Azalea. No, Azalea.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Pops. You don't
Azalea
think Dreezy
can
got
rap,
it.
And Azalea
I think that
sense.
Dreezy, cool. Maybe because the reason she don't got it is the reason why she ain't having it. It's because she's too in a box. She doesn't fully. The thing about Nicki Minaj is when you watch all old video of Nicki Minaj before she had millions of dollars, but she had thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars.
She still knew she was the baddest bitch in the world.
She has a video where she's sitting on some stairs and she's like, these bitches don't, like, she gave that. She always knew she was a bad bitch.
The narcissistic, selfish, unhumble bitch that y'all think she is now, she's been that bitch forever.
Money and fame did not change her. That's who she was. When I look at Dreezy, she don't give me that she have it. She don't have it.
So you think that it's more so like inner, like a self thing?
I just feel like Nicki Minaj was supposed to be the staple.
Even be beyond talent, if you don't have the inner ability to carry you through that talent. I even look at people like SZA, like in Summer Walker and things like that. They in Summer Walker, Summer Walker could be Summer Walker and SZA could SZA for real, but Summer Walker and SZA could be huge if they had the inner ability to carry themselves with that hugeness. Nicki Minaj had that inner ability to, and she been knew she was a mega star. Summer is over there playing like.
Hold on, we're gonna get into Summer right after this. Okay, we gotta go 15 more minutes and we done.
Okay,
because it's been forever. But
20 more minutes. 20.
Because we keep here with our girl. Okay. It's up to my man because as long as we really quarantined, we don't have anywhere to go.
I don't have to go to the. Yeah, now we going to work in the morning.
Okay, let's look at this.
What song is this?
This is Nicki Minaj on the Come Up DVD. What you talking?
Stairs. This ain't the comment.
Where was she? This is it. She's always been this bitch.
Right here.
See, that's what you're talking about. Before the fame.
Before all that, she felt she was never, you could never tell her that she wasn't Nicki Minaj.
Period. This is way before her album out. Even when she was doing all them features, she wasn't even signed. But see, my whole thing is she's always never been scared to get at these niggas either.
No, she's always been able
to address the niggas. She addresses anybody, like the niggas.
We love that.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, this is why I feel like it was like on some spiritual shit, she was just ordained to be who the fuck she is. Like, there will never be another bitch like this. And this is why I get so frustrated with her, because it's almost like, and I hate to correlate the two because it's still different, but it's like almost like a Bill Cosby story. Like, Nick, you're on the last end of it, and you with this fucking nigga that's going to, this is how you going to go out, bitch?
Oh, wow.
But anyway, let's go. You know what I mean? Because she's so powerful, and then you let a nigga.
Uh-huh.
But that goes to show you, me, and everybody else listening that fame, fortune, and money cannot buy self-esteem or happiness.
And they are just as much alike as us as anybody else.
Wow.
Hey, let's just really go.
Can we not act like Nicki Minaj was not always fine as she is now? That is a fine.
This
look.
Bitch been talking that shit. This Chris Brown was out before Nicki Minaj. But see, that's a whole nother video. A lot of people think that she did Little Kim dirty, but I personally feel like that in order for her to be Nicki Minaj, you have to take out the queen. There can't be both. So, bitch, you got to go ahead and aim for the top. Tell that bitch with the crown to run it like Chris Brown. Bitch, I don't care to be your friend because, bitch, it can only be one of us. And I'm taking the spot. So, girl, fuck the girl code because Nicki Minaj was ahead of her time and she understands, bitch, it's only one. So guess what? I'm not going to fake like I like you. I'm taking it.
What?
Period. I'm taking it. And that was what I was saying about Megan Thee Stallion. Bitch, if you want it, take it. But she won't take it.
All that too.
Take it.
And
unfortunately, we live in a world where women in rap have to take the spot. Ain't no female camaraderie, bitch. You take the spot.
You get your friendship 10 years down the line like everybody else. You know what? Y'all doing it in a little document. You know what?
And it sucks. And it sucks that we live in a world. Hold on. And it sucks that we live in a world where women have to do that. But are we going to act like that's not the reality?
Are we going to act like that's not the truth? It's the truth, baby. That's what it is. If you want to be the best, you got to take out the best, period. And it's I don't give a fuck if Kim went at her first or she went at Kim. I don't care how it went. If you want to be the best, you had that dates back to high school. That dates back to middle school.
Even when she was broke, she knew that she was better than you, bitch. She was like, girl, I'm taking the spot. She was like, fuck you, bitch. I'm not fucking with Kim. Something happened. Pardon me if the cockiness bothering y'all. So this is when the bitch was on MySpace. Fun fact, during this time, and I know this to be a full fact. They wanted Nicki Minaj at this time to be on P. Diddy's Making the Band with Baps and Dylong and Enes and all that. And she said, what, Pops?
No.
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 She didn't even go on Making the Band. She didn't want that. She turned Making the Band down. They wanted her then. But Nick, do you see this confidence in her? I have not seen a rap bitch with this confidence. And not for nothing. And maybe some of my elders can tell me if I'm wrong about this. But I do feel like, you know, since we're in 2020, so many things have been done prior. So it's hard to reinvent the wheel. But and so sometimes it feels like, girl, you know, back in the day, it was easy to be the first at something. So it was cool to start something new. But I feel like Nicki Minaj, even though she wasn't the first, Little Kim was the first, but she reinvented the female rap wheel into femininity. But the thing about Nicki, she knew that she was the best. You couldn't tell her that she wasn't the best. She knew, and on top of the lyrics, she had the style and the pizzazz and the swag and the charisma. You know what I'm saying? And then also what's so interesting, the bitch wasn't taking every deal. She was turning deals down. Even here, she turned a P. Diddy deal down. Nick, Fox, and Kim, she knew she was going to be the queen. She talks shit. That's why when people be like y'all have to understand, Nicki Minaj and Wendy Williams are my favorite celebrities. So when y'all, when people be like, Armani's not humble, this, like, I'm very confident in what I do and I know who I am, bitch. Like, this is where I get my ego from, because it's like, bitch, you cannot tell me that I'm not that bitch. Like, I am that, and I don't need any bitch. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, bitch? I'm going to be here or not. Like, girl, I'm that good, bitch. I'm good, bitch. And bitch, I'm better than you, period, poo. Bitch, like, I can sit next to anybody on any motherfucking microphone, and I don't give a fuck who you put up next to me, bitch. I'm going to perform, and I'm never going to be afraid to do so. And see, people think that, you know, I need to be humble. It's no, bitch. I know, like, you can beat me in a lot of things. But, bitch, let's get on this microphone, girl. It's not a problem on any day, bitch. I can sit up and talk with the best of them, bitch. Name a bitch and sit her next to me, bitch. I'm going to overcome. See, that was her throwing shade at little Kim. Like, she knew, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, she knew, like, there was, like, no one had to tell her that she was good at what she does, bitch. It was almost to the point where you didn't like her because she knew that she was, like, she wasn't the underdog. It was not like, bitch, you don't have to feel sorry for me. Bitch, I'm good, and I'm actually the best, if you really wanted to know. You know what I mean? And it's rare that you see individuals like that because, you know, most people have to downplay themselves. This bitch, this is what I'm saying, like, she's a one in a million kind of bitch, because it's like, I'm good. I'm actually the best. Girl, and it, you know, and I'm not apologizing for it. I haven't seen a female rapper since come in with this energy. That bitch was on MySpace. Our caller hung up, but she was a good caller. I love you, babe. You was a good caller. What do you think about that caller? I mean, what do you think about that?
She was a good caller because she had an opinion. She came with her artist. She had a little change of heart, but she understood. I thought she was a good caller. She brought an interesting topic into it, and we got to kind of dig into Nicki Minaj. So I thought that was good.
Yeah, I enjoyed her. We just getting into some things. People are staying. I appreciate you guys. You understand? Y'all know. Listen, I would have been hung up, but my man is like, as long as he's feeling good. And y'all, like, girl, we had people donate 50, 100. So I'm like, okay, let me go ahead and stay. Right, Pops?
Yeah.
Because they paying for me to be up here, right?
Yeah, and they calling in with the topics.
Let me tell you something. Like, KJ really, he likes this show, and he helps me keep this show going because he's like, you know, he tells me, give your audience something. Like, he's like, they love you during the day, but it's always good. Like, he's a good manager and, like, a good person for advice. Like, he gives me a lot of advice. That's why I love my man, because if I didn't have him here, if you really watch me, maybe you don't know, but you can tell the difference from when he's actually here or when he's at work. Because when he's at work, I'm clearing bitches online.
Yeah.
But when he's here, I'm in a much more positive space.
And I, like, can't be on my phone at work, so I don't know what's going on, and I don't know what's going on. So usually by the time I found out what was going on, you made a video.
Right.
But
yeah, I just want to say, you know, to you, last time I tried to give you props on live, they were telling me to get a room. But I'm just saying to you, you know, you do a lot for this channel. And from the website to the Instagram, and I appreciate you for being a supporter and being a helper. And a lot of the content, see, if people don't know, KJ is very in tune. He tells me what's going on. So, you know, a lot of people are not blessed to have someone who supports their dream. And I think that's why a lot of the reason why I do stick with you when you are the fool, because, you know, you support me in my dream, and you don't make it hard for me. So you know, I appreciate you for that. And through this quarantine, we haven't driven each other entirely crazy. And I've been watching a lot of statistics, like people are having to deal with themselves, deal with their family. But I do want to say, and I don't want to make it too dark, because my spirit has been wondering about those people that are living at home, those kids who parents are disrespectful, or those women or men that are in abusive relationships. If any of that is you, child, I think I'm going to open up myself to be able to communicate with you guys, because we're going through a hard time. I can't do much, but I'm just saying, like, I'm praying for you. If you need to talk, if there's a moment that you get a break, I want to be able to do that, because, you know, I do think about those people, and I don't feel like enough people in the world think about those people who actually are stuck in situations. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that also makes me appreciate you, because it's like, hey, we was talking today. I was like, we actually get into it more when you at work.
Yeah.
But I think it caused me to check myself more that we're here. Cause it's like, when I get annoyed or irritated, I have to think, are you really annoying me or irritating me? Or is this just me? And then when I think about it like that, I'm like, if I'm irritated or I get annoyed, I'm sure you get irritated and get annoyed. So I can't especially since the fact that you don't all, like, I don't always know when you're annoyed. I don't feel like it would be fair to me to always react. I mean, to you to always react when I'm irritated, annoyed, because I understand, like, hold on, wait a minute. Even if I'm feeling this way, he's feeling the way too. So it's not, so what I could possibly be irritated and annoyed about, it's probably not that serious.
Yeah.
And it probably doesn't matter.
Too, during the quarantine, I think that people's emotions are going to go up and down. They're going to get they're going to get annoyed that they're stuck in the house. They're going to have a lot of energy. They're going to be tired. They're going to be this, that, and the third. And the only and if you're stuck in the house with a person or people, the only people to kind of take it out on is those people. So I think that it has to be both ways. You have to be mindful of that. And then, two, the other person has to be mindful of maybe you're just having a day where you are a little bit short. I think that me and you have done that pretty good job with that.
And on the flip side, I think that through this quarantine time, I realized that you and I are literally best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know everything about it. Like, we sit and we cut it, we get on each other's nerves. Like, when, like, and then, like, it's so crazy because it's like we like our space, but then we like to be around each other because it's like, all right, well, we're in the quarantine, but then it's like not too long. I'm either bothering him and he's like, all right, I need some space. But then I'm like, all right, I'm gonna give you some space. Then he's coming to me and I'm like, and he's like, okay, I won't bother you. But you know, but I feel like that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
It's not like we could be in this bitch 2 feet apart. And then I don't know. I just think that it's cool that, like, We sit in this house and cackle.
Yeah, we laugh at a lot of stuff, and we
more than we have sex. We cackle.
Yeah, the best part of a relationship is the laugh, and the fact that we be like on the same page with the stuff that we think is like funny or that really tickles us really deep down inside. Like, so I think that's our favorite thing, and a lot of stuff, especially during the quarantine, has been a cackle, especially today.
Yes. So, well, I guess we're going
right at this point yesterday.
Right, because we've been on here forever. Now they arguing about Nicki and Cardi in the motherfucking chat. Why you got them people arguing like this? This is on my playlist. If you guys are following, all of y'all are not following my goddamn playlist, motherfuckers. Shakara Blue in the motherfucking chat. Oh, yeah, this is one of my people that submitted to the music show. Don't play with her. Let's go.
This is down like cards.
This is one of my motherfucking people. Let's go. The official King Payne in the chat.
I give it to you night and day.
Bitch, we've been rocking for 6 motherfucking hours, y'all. We chilling on a motherfucking quarantine. I love y'all. This would be a whole shift on the radio, so I'm good. And thank you guys all for donating and contributing, because y'all know these lives are not monetized. Now, don't look for me tomorrow either, shit, because I'm probably going to be asleep or watching my show, The Money Heist, on Netflix, bitch. Okay? The official King Payne.
It's money on the floor. Bend them knees till you can't no more. It's money on the floor, bitch, give you some more. Drop that, break that, wiggle that back. Break that back. Bend them knees till you can't no more. It's money on the floor. It's money on the floor.
My phone had died, and I just turned it on. I want to say shout out to Selena Ferris and Amber Wimper. I love y'all so much. Y'all got me over here crying. Okay, guys, we had a good time, but we're about to get out of here, y'all. We had a good time, and we're going to get out of here, Pops, right? If you're sleepy. Did you want to go into SZA and